Track 8.
Tackling climate change. Rising levels of carbon dioxide, CO2, and other gases in the atmosphere create a greenhouse effect, trapping the sun's energy and causing the Earth and the oceans in particular to get warmer. In fact, CO2 levels have increased by a third since the Industrial Revolution began. This increase in CO2 is mainly caused by the burning of fossil fuels, such as coal, oil and gas, and by the destruction of forests. In addition, a lot of the forests which effectively absorb CO2 are being systematically destroyed. If global emissions are not reduced, average summer temperatures in Western Europe will almost certainly rise by over 2 degrees centigrade by 2040 and up to 4 degrees centigrade by the 2080s. Rises in global temperatures will have both direct and indirect effects on us all. The extreme weather conditions which we have experienced in recent times seem to be a direct effect of such climate change. Indirectly, Europe's food supply could also be affected as crops in Europe and elsewhere could fail or be damaged by extreme weather conditions, such as severe changes in temperature, heavy or no rainfall, and storms. If we take action now, we will help future generations. Hopefully, they will not have to pay the costs of such dramatic climate change. One company in the UK which is contributing in a positive way to tackle this problem is Bentley Motors in northwest England. Its factory, which employs 4,000 people in Crewe, has one of the UK's largest rooftop solar panel arrays, with some 20,000 solar panels. These panels generate enough electricity to provide power for the factory during the working day. At weekends and at times of low demand, the energy produced is fed back into the national grid in order to supply 1,200 local households with electricity. In this way, the Bentley factory is demonstrating how businesses not only profit from using sustainable energy sources, but also reduce their carbon footprint at the same time.